Andy Bell was last seen alive by her younger sister, Becca, around 10:30 p.m. on April 18, 2014. This was corroborated by the police in a press conference on Tuesday, April 22nd. Footage taken from a security camera outside the bank on Fairview's Main Street confirms that Andy's car was seen driving away from her home at about 10:40 p.m. According to her parents, Jason and Dawn Bell, Andy was supposed to pick them up from a dinner party at 12:45 a.m. When Andy didn't show up or answer any of their phone calls, they started reaching out to her friends to see if anyone knew of her whereabouts. Jason Bell called the police to report his daughter missing at 3 a.m. Saturday morning. So, whatever happened to Andy Bell that night happened between 10:40 p.m. and 12:45 a.m. Here seems like a good place to type up the transcript from my interview with Angela Johnson. Transcript of interview with Angela Johnson from the Missing Persons Bureau.
Hello.
Hi, is this Angela Johnson?
Speaking, yep. Is this Pippa?
Yes. Thanks so much for replying to my email. Do you mind if I record this interview for my project?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm sorry, I've only got about 10 minutes. So, what do you want to know about missing persons?
Well, I was wondering if you could talk me through what happens when someone is reported missing. What's the process and the first steps taken by the police?
When someone is reported missing, the police will try to get as much detail as possible so they can identify the potential risk to the missing person, and an appropriate police response can be made. They'll ask for name, age, description, the clothes they were last seen wearing, the circumstances of their disappearance, if going missing is out of character for this person, details of any vehicle involved. Using this information, the police will determine whether this is an at-risk missing persons case.
And what circumstances would make it an at-risk case?
If they are vulnerable because of their age or a disability, or if the behavior is out of character, which indicates they could have been exposed to harm.
So if the missing person is 17 years old and it is deemed out of character for her to go missing, would that be considered an at-risk case?
Oh, absolutely, when a minor is involved.
So how would the police respond?
Well, there would be immediate deployment of police officers to the location the person is missing from. The officers will get further information about the missing person, such as details of their friends or partners, any health conditions, financial information, in case they try to withdraw money. Police will also need recent photographs and might take DNA samples, in case they're needed in subsequent forensic examinations. And with consent of the homeowners, the location would be searched thoroughly to see if the missing person is concealed or hiding there, and to establish whether there are any further evidential leads.
So immediately, the police are looking for any clues or suggestions that the missing person has been the victim of a crime?
Absolutely. If the circumstances of the disappearance are suspicious, officers are instructed to document evidence early on as though they were investigating a murder. Of course, only a very small percentage of missing persons cases turn into homicide cases.
And what happens if nothing significant turns up after the initial home search?
They'll expand the search to the immediate area. They'll question friends, neighbors, anyone who might have relevant information. If it is a teenager who's missing, we can't assume the reporting parent knows all of their child's friends and acquaintances. Peers are good points of contact to establish other important leads. You know, any secret boyfriends, that sort of thing. And a press strategy is usually discussed because appeals for information in the media can be very useful in these situations.
So, if it's a 17-year-old girl who's gone missing, the police would contact her friends and boyfriend early on?
Yes, of course, inquiries will be made, because if the missing person has run away, they are likely to be hiding out with someone close to them.
And at what point in a missing person's case do police assume they are looking for a body?
Well, time-wise, it's not... Oh, Pippa, I have to go. Sorry, I've been called into my meeting.
Oh, okay. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me.
And if you have any more questions, just shoot me an email and I'll get to it when I can.
Will do. Thanks again. I found these statistics. 80% of missing people are found in the first 24 hours. 97% are found in the first week, and 99% of cases are resolved in the first year. That leaves just 1%. 1% of people who disappear are never found. And just 0.25% of all missing persons cases have a fatal outcome. So where does this leave Andy Bell? Floating incessantly, somewhere between 1% and 0.25%. Even though Andy has never been found and her body never recovered, most people accept that she is dead. And why is that? Sal Singh is why.